Discussing yesterday, we started a sugya which is called Pitum. Let's review what this means. It's all based on the Gemara in Masechta Psachim, in the sugya we call Recha Milsa. It's Machlokas Ravin. We'll get to that Machlokas at significant length. We get the Kufches about Recha. But the purpose of introducing it now is to see that there is a concept according to Rav that holds Recha Milsa. Now, Recha means something which is fatty, produces a certain kind of a smell which has halachic ramifications. And what happens if the item which is usur happens not to be fatty? It's what's called kachush. So it would be innocuous. The problem is the item which is next to it is fatty. So one is it's mefatim, the heter shom is mefatim, the isur kachush. And therefore we create a concept known as Recha Milsa. Fine. That exists in the context of Recha Milsa. The tour, no one knows where it got it from. Oh, they found the Sefer HaEshkol. I don't know if the tour caught it from the Sefer HaEshkol. We don't know, no one knows where it got it from. The tour decided to apply it to our sugya. What's our sugya? Our sugya is on Avtzadi Zayin, where the Gemara says, Shani Chelet Mefapeya. Chelev can, normally, and this only goes today in the Tila, but Chelev, half fat will travel. Alright? So Chelev mefapeya. Yeah? So what will happen if it's flipped? The Iser is Kochush, and the Heter is Shomei. Maybe we should say the concept of Pitum. This is the Chiddush of the Tur. There were steerers, there were problems, and we spoke about it at some length yesterday, how to resolve these potential steerers. The Beis Yosef himself has steerers as a problem between the Tur and Sifay, the Shulchan Aruch and Sifay, and Sif Zion, the Tur, and the Shulchan Aruch left Sif, part of Sif Zion out. Not going to chaz the whole shiur from yesterday. But what we wanted to do is to analyze, and oh, Binyamin, if you get me, we were left off, to analyze the pshat in this concept of Pitum. Remember, in its initial iteration, its original source of Pitum, the case is, that's chaza, important to chaza. You have two pieces of meat. One is skinny and one is fat. If the fat one is skinny, the fat one is usur, it, according to the rabbi, produces reach, which will usur the skinny one. If the skinny one is the isur, so I would say nothing happened. No, the fat heter, I'm not translating the words, it's hard to see some of the machlokes, is mefatim, the iser kochush, and therefore, whoop, it's like a boomerang, whoop, whoop, it flips back, somehow or other flips back, right? The iser kochush, which would be innocuous, even called the rabbi Recha Milsa, but because the heter happens to be fat, there's some kind of a two-step. The fat influences the skinny, which then influences the fat. And I'm being vague on purpose. I'm not telling you how it works, but that's what we're going to talk about now. Follow me? And then the tour took that concept and applied it to Shani Chel de Mefapeya. Only if the fat travels through the skinny beyond Kedei Netilah till the rest, till the end of the Chaticha. But also the other way around, if the Iser is skinny and the heter is fat, so I would say nothing happens. It doesn't go past today in the tila. No, the same thing happens. There's a two-step move which will ask the bakula. That's the opinion of the tour. Fine. And so there was a discussion, and we'll have to come back to it. Yeah, that was left off. Very good. Again, this is where I'm beginning to panic that how far I am behind my schedule. And I don't think I only want to get to the Kuf test. I already gave up on Kuf Yud. If you're in this postseason. But even I'm just doing it, I only have two more weeks before I want to start Chazara. And we're still here sitting languishing. I'm saying, Khalila languishing, it's a bad word, but you know what I mean. We're stalled, if you will, here in the middle of Kufe, and it's Vav, Zayin, Ches, Tet. When are we going to do all this? But, yeah, I'm sorry.
What's the tour in the Chadash that the Gemara didn't say?
No! The Gemara never introduced Pitum in this context. The Gemara said Pitum, but the Fi Shitas Rav, that most parts don't even hold like. The Fishitas Rav, the Recha Milsa, it's not only the case in which the the Iser is fat and the Heter is skinny, it's even in the case where the Iser is skinny and the Heter is fat. That's the Gemara. The Torah took this same concept and applied it in a new case where the Gemara never said a word. The Gemara said, Shani Chelet Mefapeya. That's the only case in the Gemara. No word of Pitim is mentioned here at all. The Torah applied the principle of Pitim found in Pesachim, Ayin Vavim and Beis, and introduced it to inside his Ayin and Aleph. It's not in the Gemara. Yes? Oh, come on. I would have, if you asked me, I would never have said Pitim even in the Sugi over there in Pesachim. If it's fat, it has a big ashpo. The fat, you know what it reminds me of? Oil the Rosh, oil the Shechino, you know? Because the poor skinny piece of meat is next to a fat piece of Heter. So the fat piece, secondhand smoke, you know? The fat piece somehow influences the skinny piece. Either it becomes fat, that's the issue. Either it becomes fat, skinny becomes fat, and therefore it goes bang into the fat piece next to it. Or, that's what we're talking about today a little bit, not the shot that the skinny becomes fat, but part of the fat gets into the skinny, and then it goes back. That's the whole part of today's Shia. Whichever way it works, somebody makes a magic, and that's a chiddush even in the case of Reicha Milsa, Kavachom, it's a chiddush in the sugar where it does not even fail. But again, let's take a look again to save time. We're going to look at things here in the Sefer Megillah, which is a tremendous time saver, and enables us to see things in a very expeditious fashion, which we really need now. Okay. Let's see what we're holding. What? What did I just do? What happened? Can you get me back? Start all over again? What did I do? Oh, come on. Really? I'm still around? Baruch Hashem. Thank you. Whew. Next. I apologize for that close call. Okay. Fine. Okay. So we just spoke about two different ways of understanding the concept of Pitum. And I want to explain to you these two ways. And so, what did Prima Gadim say? Pitum comes from Rechel. I'm going to see what the foul of the mouse. The Shama Gederhu. Shereach Hashmeina Holech Elachaticha Kusha Umefatem Oso. That's what he's saying. The fat, which produces smell, goes into the skinny one and makes the skinny fat. And then it returns the favor. The Nevela Kusha, I should say formerly Kusha, now it's been fattened up by the Reach, Yesh Bekochel, as it's Reach B'Shchuta. So too, the Prima Gadim understands. What happens by Tzli? Pleitas HaShmeina Nivlas B'Chaticha Kusha Mispatemes HaKusha. The skinny becomes fat. V'Shev Yesh Bekochel L'Fapeya B'Het. Fine. So far, so good. So what do we gain from this? V'Zeh Shayach Rak Kishio Yisr HaKochosh Hu Chaticha Be'en. So we can say, Rav Osai, if I have a skinny piece, which is a piece, but a real piece, okay? It touches a fat piece. So what happens? The skinny piece now became a fat piece. Masha'en kein b'isam mu'at. Don ma'at dam o ma'at shuman shel gid. Shenimcha v'nivla mi'ad. B'toch ha'chaticha ha'shmeino. Lo shayach pitum. It's not shayach pitum. Pitum is only that a skinny piece is going to become a fat piece. But if we're only talking about, Rabosai, a small amount of Iser that somehow gets absorbed into a fat piece, you can't say that it became fat. Ain't pitum lekokosha nivla b'shamin. Only a chaticha be'en. Okay, a skinny piece now becomes fat. This answers all the kashas we're not going into right now. And this is what the Nekudas HaKesef means. Everything is fine and then. Everything's great. Everything's great. Oh. What's Shver? Again, to save a little bit of time. The Chavos Das has a kasha. What's the Chavos Das' kasha? If you look at the Chavos Das, you don't see this kasha. Yesh li lahakshos ala prima god. I didn't see it with the Aloshin, but he's interpreting as a kasha. But if you say chatichas isa korash and hitzas im chahete shomei v'nispat v'mimena v'shuv yitzla v'osoim hete korash ha'osar as kulo tesar as kulo the konispat v'dina kashomei. Hey! Popeye, right? It was little skinny kokosh. It ate spinach. Forgive the expression, I just want to wake everybody up. It ate spinach, and it became Popeye. So it's all of a sudden, it became like a shomein. So it should ask for a third piece. We never heard of that. Uv emes gam bereicha yeshtar hakein. Tiyacha shah shmeina pitma sakusha shuv yeh bekocha lesa gam sa kokosh shnitzim Popeye. And the Beri HaShulchan Meirum suggests that. But he says, nah, that's not true. No one ever heard of that. When does it work? Listen, this is critical. Pitu mol ha-kochosh rak v'zman shu nitzle im ha-shamein, because ha-shamein nichnas ha-kochosh, v'sochev imo es ha-isur ha-kochosh. It carries with it, or schleps, or pulls with it. Aval l'chaticha ha-kchusha ba-atzma, ein anas ha-shamein. Nah. What do they mean again? Hashamei mefate mirakas mashu matzliach lootzi meachaticha v'lo asmasha nishar. That's when it comes to Recha. Something over here by Tzli. And therefore the Chavos Das is quote Taina is not a Taina. Oh. So far so good. We're an easy street. The problem is, Rabosai, what do you do with Meliach? See, by Meliach, we have a real problem. Over here, Abba said, the only shortcoming is whether it's fat or not fat. So pitim is a magic which can make something skinny fat. That's exactly the prima donna's mahalach. Yes, it makes it considered, the skinny makes it considered to be fat, right? To be fat. What do you mean? It's not fat forever. What do you mean? It makes fat whatever's going to come out. That's what he says over here. All right, but it's making it fat. The fat is making the skinny or part of the skinny into fat. That's great. But when it comes to Malicha, there's another problem. What's the problem? It's bland. Forget fat and skinny. It's bland. Since it's bland, you can't even begin. So therefore, the Shach said over here, you're right. If it's bland, it doesn't work. The problem is, his son asked him, Kivegas, it's against the Shulchan Aruch. That's a tremendous kasha. Then with the kasha from Tipas Cholof. Right? Shach says tipa applies even to a plain little tipa. So that's what I told you yesterday, that perhaps we can suggest that cholav, basal b'cholav is different. Why? Because you don't say ein ha-nesar. But I don't want to go into my own Torahs. I don't want to go into, no time for my own Torahs right now. But I think what I said yesterday makes a lot of sense. But I'm not, we have to stick to what we're learning over here. Oh. A bunch of questions, steerers. So there's a new pshat, Rabbi Osai. There's Chavos Das and Yad Yehud. A new pshat, pshat number two. In the whole concept of pitum, watch. Shaiyisur akochush nichnas maat b'shir shul kedei netila l'toch hashomen. Okay, this we know. Everything goes in kedei netila. Watch this now. V'chakach hashomen mifat mo. Not that the shomen is mifat in the entire kochush, which is an orthodoxy. That's the way the Prima Gaonim understood. The Shach understood. No, 1,000 times no. All the shamein does is mefateim the kochush, which has become absorbed in its midst. That's all. Umefashto b'chol hachatich l'chein gam b'shamein tofel shayach pitum. Why? Ta kochush hamoliach nichnas bo. So the meluach, the salty part, came in, rabot into the shomein. Vashomein mifat mo. What's the mifatein? The salty part, which came in. Umefashah b'chol achaticha. Meiridik. If this is the case, shayach pitum lorak al achaticha, the end, elagam al isur hanivla b'chaticha shmena, as we see. Oh, Either Ashpah denies it. Yeah, he denies Pitim completely. Fine. This is a new principle. A new principle. So then why won't it go to a Chaticha Acheres? Keep going. So here's the Chazash we saw at the end of the year yesterday. Once it's going, it keeps going. That's how the Shach understands. Shach, the Chazish said it goes even to a third piece, and therefore he doesn't understand. The Shach says in Tzadi Beis Gimel that Pshat in what? Tipas Chol Bakusha. That's how the Shach learned Pshat. Im Kain, Frek there, the Chazanish, Tete Tipas Chol of Gam Shach Atichas, even if it's Kushas. Says the Megillah Sefer, no! We're not going to go all the way with the Chazanish. No! We'll say it only works for that Chaticha itself. Not though. It's called Chatzi Shomein. We spoke this at great length. Chatzi Shomein, we spoke about it yesterday. We came way, way back about Tipas Chalav a long time ago. Chatzi Shomein into that piece, not into the next. It was all Chazara from yesterday. Now we got to yesterday's Kasha, which he didn't answer. He had no time. Now we have time. That we didn't pitum bitzli nilmad mirecha. Visham borur shagederhu shashamein holechu mefate mesakochosh. They have no choice but to say that the fat makes the skinny is it a din of fat. Why? The akochosh ain't lo recha klal. A kochosh has no smell of significance, the Gemara says. It's nothing, it's garnished. There must be the pshat over there in Reichem Pesachah Ma'ivavim Medbeis that the fat makes the skinny fat. That's the Prima Gadol's pshat over here. Right? The fat makes the skinny fat. But according to this new pshat, no. The fat never made the skinny fat. The other way around. The skinny gets absorbed into the little bit of the skinny that gets absorbed into the fat. That becomes fat. That's a whole different vart. Right? But then the question was to do with Reichem. It's a two different dinim. Two different dinim. Because of Yad Yehuda, Shabbishvil Pitum Tzorach Shashamein Yakif Esa Kochosh Mikol Tzdodov Uverecha Reach Hashem and Holech Ala Kochosh Makifo Mikol Tzad Mefatno. Yeah, this powerful, pungent odor of fatty meat is so strong, it envelops the skinny piece. And it, by enveloping it, it gives it the power of being fat. Ain't came bitzli, she plate as hashamin on vlas bekochosh, ain't bekochol fatno, because it's only coming from one side. Rak plate as hakochosh on vlas atoch hashamin and upshat, and then taka look, v'hu makifa mikol tzad, the little bit of that gets absorbed into the fat piece that's surrounded on all sides. Oh, and therefore surrounded on all sides. Therefore, Shayach Bapitum, Meiridik, a whole new Torah from the Yad Yehuda. Consistency. There's only one problem. Dainesh Lahoyer, Dena Doma Legamre, Tereberecha Yesh Koach Lepitum, Laor Esa Kochush, Lotseis Mimko Mo, to leave to another piece, right? Out of its Kedem Atila, Av Shemitzar Atzmo Eno Yosei Klal, Shiril Kochush. So it's what's saying something which is has no ability of reach, and it gives it the ability of reach. Uvitzlinatinon shen koach lepitum rakli iser shikvar yotzim imkomo shapitum gorma laham shilifapeya. Aval ein lo koach lepitum laoro acha shikvar noch. That was the previous paragraph. It's not exactly identical. This itself is not exactly identical. Okay. So it's not exactly identical. Okay, so it's not exactly identical. But now we come, Rabosai, to this incredible continuation of this discussion. And let's review. He has two tzdodim pitum, primogodim against the others. Tremendous nafkamina. Ksheish heter hashomein shishim kineged ha'isr hakochosh. Okay? The heter is 60 times the yisr. Haim tzorach shiyevo shishim Kineged kol ha'isur ha'kochosh. That's the opinion of the Prima Gadim. O shemasvik sheshishim kineged ma'kdei netil b'meru. That'll be Yad Yehuda. Let's go. Lefi darko shal Prima Gadim da'ashamin mefapeya b'kochosh mefat mo the entire kachash is Popeye, and it's now considered to be fat. Im ken yitztach l'shishim k'neged kol yisrael kachash. Come over, Reicha, yeah, vada. Hashem ken l'dakar shel chavas asya Yehuda. Ein b'koach ha-pleita ha-nevlas b'kachash l'fatno. Raka k'dei n'tila f'akert shel ha-kachash ha-nogea b'shomein hu nivla bo u'mispashe b'koach ha-ticha ha-shmeina. Im ken sagi b'shishim k'neged ken n'tila me'ha-kachash v'lo k'neged koach ha-ticha. Hey, atan afkamina. That's small enough, Kamina. 60 times what? The Natila of the entire piece. Wow, it's not a small enough Kamina. Well, the steam has to read a turva shulchanor of mashma. Should then Isa kochush veheter shamein. Could then Isa shamein veheter kochush. The tzarach shishim can get kochaticha se Isa. It's a raya berura rabos out of the simachaba holes like whom? Like the prima godim. Right? Open the Shulchan Aruch. We haven't opened the Shulchan Aruch. Let's take a look and see what he's talking about. We are, after all, in Siman Kuf Hei, Siv Hei. I mean, that's what we're up to, right? We're not languishing there. We are stalled there. We're analyzing it carefully. Let's see, put a positive spin. Okay? We'll somehow do believe that all we have to do. Kuf Hei, Siv Hei. They're both said, let's look. Let's read together. Pamed Brahma Murim, Shinat Sli, O Selekadeh Tila. That's the Sadi Bava Midbeis. Avagadi Shomein, the top line of Sadi Zayin, Amad Aleph, Shitzlo Bechelbo, Im Ein Bechol Agadi, Shishim, Keneged Kol Achelev Shabo, Oso Lechol Afil Meir Osho Ozno, Shekem and Shush Shomein Fapeh Bekulo, that's the Shishim. But if it's Kochosh, even though there's no Shishim, Olo Kedei Netila, etc. Then it says the Torah's Chiddush Nifla. Va'afilu chaticha se'isik chusha v'chaticha se'ata she'nitzati ma'ashmeina v'yisim efa'peya b'kula. And it sounds like you need shishim here as well. I mean, that's what it sounds like. There's no distinction being made. Shishim k'neged kulo. Yeah. Fine. The problem is, if the Prima Godin's shot is correct, what in heaven's name you do with the Mechaber by Melicha? The guy is Shemen Tovel, Yeshden Pitum. This far doesn't apply at all. So he's stuck, Rabbi Osai, Tzvei Dinim. The two halachas, they're both right. You want in Yeshiva Shechakira, you're right. They're both right. Maybe they're both right. Look at this now. The Shesh Bezal Fanim Shal Pitum. The plate that says Shomin, Anechnes is Bekochush. Yesh b'kocha lefatim es chaticha se yisir ha-kochosh. Yeah! V'yoz b'em es tzorok shishim k'neged kol yisir ha-kochosh, which is a posh upshot in the Mechaber. Kufay sefei. Aval gam k'shash shomein tofel. V'yein b'kocha likon es tocha kochosh. Because it's not salty. Nonetheless, adayin yesh din no sum shel pitum. Sha kochosh nichas tocha shomein. The skinny goes into the fat. Umispate mimenu. I will afize. Bimelicha beofen shasham and tofel. Yasbek shiyek beheter shishin kenegara kedenetil shalakochosh. Mizelon is sparsh beposkin. That's the problem. That's what should emerge from this dichotomy, and it's not found explicitly in the poskim. Okay? What are you going to do? Maybe it's true. Maybe it's not true. And now we come to the final points about pit. Next. Yesh li ayin, asher, hatzol le'isa shamin b'kli, kama nivla mimenu b'kli. We've been discussing until now, food and food. What about a kli? Ha'im pipua shal dava shamin hurak bi'ochel, o gam b'kli. Now, Ramot tzarichez dalet says, ayde resichas melicha, eino nivla b'kli, rakede klipo. And the Shach explains, look at this, it's very important. Very, very important. Watch. Afal gav de biyochel ano osim kulo. Yeah, why bekulo? Why? Because number one, dav shamin's bekulo. And number two, anaboki. Bekli ain't okay. Also, I got a klipa. So one more makel. Raprimu gosim nislavet. Hayim rak bedvorim sheinonu bekiim bohem imhem kushim oshmeinim. But then, machmirin beochel and mekilin bekli, avos shamein gomur. mefapeh b'chol akli k'mal b'yochel. Oh, that's his chakir. Odilma, gam b'shamin gomor, ene mefapeh b'kli ade resicha samalicha, yosef b'de klipa. Prima Godim has a suffix. Because of Prima Godim, the mistim aslash and haramo, mashma, the ein lechalik, uv'chol gavna, eno osa yosef. Shem, chazanish, the same thing. Okay? What about Sli? Shadina Kimaliach? Eino Osa Yoser. So therefore, since they say by Maliach, you can't go past a clay clip into a clay. So if it's hot, dry, the same thing. Shirak, Ide Resichas Ha Malicha Din Kane. Ide Resichas Ha Eish Ha Belia Holechas Bechola Kli. Florak Bishomain Gomur. Ele Bechol Dover Hol Benor Bekin. Ben Kochash the Shomain. And look there that the Bari HaShulchan is Medayik from Lashon HaRama. Whoever has a Bari HaShulchan should look and see if we can find what he's referring to. A beautiful Diyak Rabosai from Lashon HaRama. Take a look over here. Those who have a regular Shulchan Aruch, Tzadi Chesiv Dalet in the Rama. Rabosai, the first Rama in Tzadi Chesiv Dalet. Uvilvad Shebolu Ayadei Resichas Eish. She'oz ha'bliya ho'leches b'chol ha'kli. Aber de resichas melicha, only k'de klipa. Says the Heilig Bari HaShulchan Rav Kohen Shlita. What do you mean? It says, Eish. Those who have it, it's page Chav Tes, first wide line. What do you mean, Eish? He should have said, Bishul. The Mechaber said, Bishul. Why are you changing the expression from Bishul to Eish? Chazal Mevashel. Nisbasha, what is twice he said it? Why are you saying Eish? Third line, Vinir Lefarish, Shiramoba Larabos, Avksha Blia Hoysa Shaloy de Bishul, Edechom Greda, Abomeo Eish, Gonkderish in Ischama la Eish, Fuhusra Mimenu, Adain Chama, Vanofel Isa Besocho, even there, the Belia is Becholakli, even though it's dry, there's nothing wet. What a fantastic diak. I love it. You gotta love it. Wow. The Lokar Ramolash and Pishul, Alashan shall receive us a Eish. Mashra the Gamim of police are a share often shall sleep for Pair Bakulo. And the Chaznish asks his Kasha. Maybe Tzli and Malicha are different. He has no source. Fascinating. I mean, this is a great question. These are sort of a little bit uncharted territory. What's the din as far as a Kli is concerned? Yeah. Okay, now weiter. Kai meresh laim b'tzli kochosh b'kli. Till now we talk about shaming. But even when it comes to kochosh, it goes a k'day netila that we learned, but maybe if it's in a kli, only a klipa. Haim nivai rak k'day klipa, or k'day netila, k'chol tzli shalochel. Lo nim t'dover zeh mefurosh b'poskin. Gam eno zochuli. He's a man who spent how much time learning this in Yonah? I don't remember. Can you imagine? He doesn't remember. Yeah. Sheesh musag shall blia k'denetila b'kli. So we have such a concept. Shuvra isi. Even though he didn't remember it first. Shuvra isi. Shedava mefurish b'simen sadi dalet zivches. Who remembers back to simen sadi dalet zivches? I both say, remember from yesterday. What does it say there? Shem nafa letaner panch. Panadish and kugel. Gevina. Afilu lacha. The Eina Os Elikadei Klipa comes from Rabbeinu Yeruchim. According to the Taz, yeah, Akli She'eino Bolea Yosef Mikadei Klipa Ino Gavina's Raka Din Kain. Yeah. He says the Rabbeinu Yeruchim argues on the Rashba, who says Kolochel She'eshel Retivus Osef Kli Umin Akli Kadei Netila. So according to Chazanish, it's a machlokes, it's between these two gedoli rishonim, is a shir kadei klipa or kadei netila. Oh, frek the Bari HaShulchan, I never heard of this. The Rashba said, ochel shu rotuv tzas nesem en akli kadei netila. We never heard lehepech shakli bolea kadei netila. We understand that the kli as is the food. Not the food asked of the kli netila, we must say. So, and therefore, it's all the kadei klipa suggests. Why? The kli kasha hu levlo ayosu me'ochel. The Baal HaShulchan has tainus. In the Chesbasa B'chalav. Yeah. Says he quotes himself that the Chazon Ish is right. Why is he right? For the Beis Yosef, you see, the Haba Talia. It all starts with the Beis Yosef. The Shir B'liya Shal Kli B'ochel. Who can Shir B'liya Shal Ochel B'Kli? And Rav Yeruchim Klipa, other way around. The Rashba Metila, other way around. He says, you know what? It's not Shabbat Nafkamina. Why? Because if you hold the Issa Sham is Mefepe, this is all Kachosh. Hold Issa Sham is Mefepe B'chol HaKli, as we saw from the Ramah, and we're not Bekiyin, it's always going to answer B'kulo. That's what he suggests. Then he says, no, I have a Raya. That Sham is Mefepe B'chol HaKli. I have a Raya. What's the Raya, Rabosai? He says, Im. Ramah, he is a Raya. Why? Tzadi Zayin. Shuman azami pashtida, and there's a pas there too. Afim ashuman lozov tachas apas, el nivle betaner, chayshin en shaholcho abli arapas. What do you see? Shomim mefapea, b'chol ha-kli. It's traveling in the kli quite a while. The B'chavis Da says the shuman is considered to be bishul. But he agrees, even by tzli. And considering ma'at shuman shazami atana to be bishul, that's very difficult. Why is it different than not that they wrote for Al-Acheres, because of Elov, that's considered to be what? It's considered to be Sli, so Tipas Cholov. He doesn't know why he considered it to be Bishul. Ad Kan Rabosai, so far. A few more things to be seen here. So this, Rabosai, is what the Halacha says. As far as the dinim of pitum are concerned. Now, the Ramah is the one who said that we're not bekiyim when it comes to what's kochosh and what's shomim. But that's only, Rabosai, the food itself. However, let's take a look over here. I want everyone to open the Shulchan Aruch now. Before we get this in Siv Zayin, we're still on Siv Hei, Rabosai. You know, Siv Zayin is in sight, it's in range. We're not there yet. Sorry to tell you the truth. Can't argue, can't tell a lie. In Siv Hei itself, Rabosai, there are a number of important places, but you know what? Before we get to his Nakuda in Siv Zayin, let's see other parts which are part of Siv Zayin and part of Siv Hei. In Siv Hei, because there are more at the end of Sifet, as we saw yesterday. Yeshomim de'enon ha'bekiyin, eze mikri kachosh o'shomein. V'yesh lesa b'chol inyan adik ha'shishu. Okay, that's the famous Ramah. Now if you turn, let's at least read Siv Zayin. We'll read it, we feel we're there. Right? And we're going to come to discussion before we get to what he has to say. There are many other things to say as well. Ha'de chatichas iser o'seres chaverta b'negiyosa. Dafka kshi isura machmas atzma kagon nevela obasa b'cholov aval em ein bo isur elamasha bolo obi makom acher eino seres acheres anogazbo afilu im nitzlu yachat. Why is the famous rule? Come on. Ein belua yotze mechaticha lechaticha belo rotev. Fine. This we know. When do we apply this? Ramed v'armamurim b'shebolo o'isu she'enem mefapeya. Ava bolo min advorim ha'mefapin b'tivam. Kion shumun o'seres chaverta bein b'tzli bein b'nogazu b'cham o'b'tachton ha'cham ha'velyon ha'tzonenes she'isu ha'bolua b'yatzma mefapeya v'yotze mechaticha lechaticha. The Rashba said it with respect to A, Dover Shamein, Rabosai. For the Dover Shamein. Says the Ramah, let's just finish up. V'chose b'shtei chatiches. Avo kli shebol ha'iser. O ser hete shenogea bo. Afilu b'yisa she'en ha'shamein. A kli can answer even something which is not shamein. Okay? comes a shach in three places on the sif. Yud Zayin, which is much too long. Yud Ches, which is not as long. And Chav Gimel, also not so long. And in all three places, he says, Rabbi Mosai, when it comes to some, when there's no rotev, something below or below rotev, with respect to that, we are considered to be Bikin. We are considered to be Bikin. Now, in the Ramah, it sounds like that even the Shamein is not Bolea Bekulo Bekli. So these are important matters which are being discussed here in a little bit in the Megillah Sefer. And the other Mefarshim speak about it as well. So now, as follows. Rabosai, as follows. The Bari HaShulchan in Sifkot Memhe. Everything I said until now, Rabosai, is in Bari HaShulchan Sifkot Memdalat. Okay. Now, and in various other sources that are quoted. In Mem Hei, it says, what if you put something into a kli? You pour it directly in. Only a kadei klipa. That's it. Why? Iwi ases kadei klipa, and that's it. Why? Tatog avar. That's only kadei klipa. Fine. This is what it says over here in the just give me a second, please. Yeah. So the question is now, when are we Bekiyim and not Bekiyim? When are we yes? When are we no? It's very hard to go into these details. Are we Bekiyim? Are we not Bekiyim? It's so hard to know because, these are difficult questions when we view ourselves as Bekiyim and we don't view ourselves as Bekiyim. So it's really hard to know. There are different Svarim which talk about it. And I would really want to go into it, but I realize can't right now. I have to get to the Ika Nakuda of Siv Zayin. There are a number of Ika Nakudas. The main point of Siv Zayin is Ein Belu Yotze Mechaticha Lechaticha Belo Rotev. Let's take a look, Rabosai, in the Taz Sifkot and Yudal. Very brief. Hatam Betur Sheneisa Belua Bechaticha Yotze Mimena Belu Acheres Belo Rotev. Pirish, and also klal, afilu kadei klipa. Doesn't that's it? So says the Taz here in Sifkaton Yudal. Let's read the Shach. Shach Yudches is the one that we alluded to a moment ago. Let's read Shach Yudches. Kuf hei Sifkaton Yudches and Shach. Okay. So Malicha is like Tzli. They quote to Toras Chatos. Oh, that's enem papaya. Papaya, also ben gios. Okay, fine. And he says over here, this is what I mentioned before. For kasafti b'sivkon shalifnei zeh, which is Yud Zayin. Says it again in Yud Ches. The das harav v'hisa v'het aruch. Afal gav lo mechalkin ben kovos v'sham because they're not pekiim. Hayne beguf hadavar. The dam is not considered if a palinian there. Okay, fine. We're not distinguishing between kochosh and shomei, as we saw in the Rav and the Ramah siftes. He repeats the same thing. The kochosh and shomei are identical with respect to malicha in siftes. Yikomako, hecha dechaticha blua midam. Watch this now. Eino seres sharachaticha said malicha tzli. Why? He doesn't say why. He doesn't say why. Doesn't say. Doesn't say why. Fine. Good. So ein belua yotze mechaticha lechaticha belo rotev. Before discussing this further, we should see it, the source in Tosfos itself. Daf Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph on the top. That's where I think it comes from, the very top line. Let's take a look, Rabbi Osai. Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph. B'chol makom shanu osim k'day klipa. Amai ain't also good at klipa choser v'yoser mashe etzlo. Uvinyan ze yeser akol. L'hain the time all if yisha ain't time or iser over klal. Yoser mi k'day klipa. Why not? Below rotev, right? Since it's in the middle of a piece of meat. Ain't below yoser, even within the chaticha below rotev. And he's saying anessa. This is what it says b'feirish and toisvus. Fine. This is our toisvus. Good. Good. Everyone with me so far? Not only mechaticha lechaticha b'lerotev, even from tzad echad to another tzad, is also not without, doesn't go without rotev. Here's a problem, Rabbosai. A problem which is raised by the Chavaz Das in Sifkoton Yud Gimel. To save time, we're going to have to go here, because again, forgive me for not looking at the primary source, but we're really a bit pressed. Watch this. Harishonim eskimu. The Isra abalua bechatichas heta eina yotze mechaticha lechaticha lelarot. Kolomer. She Isra nistrach bechaticha ve'eino yotze. Ochichu kein. Kuf ches amad beis. This is the original source in Shas. Kabetipa scholov. She nofla lechaticha. She michutz lerotet. This is our ancient memories, Rabosai, from months and months ago. Lo near v'kisa, mivla bola, miflat lo polit. The Mefurash Gemara, kuf chesem et beis. Yes. Look at the sugya. Not going into it right this minute. We'll see soon. V'afilu ba'osa chaticha, eino yotze mimochel namochel v'lo rotev. How do you know? V'mucha mitzli, she also rakadei netila, ve'en rakadei netila also says rakadei netila samachlo. From shafilu ba'osa chaticha, en a yotz mimochel namochel lerotev. Who said so? The top toisus on Tzadi Zayin. For lachem, kam a neser en a oser as a samachlo. Then a neser oser mimochel shisa yochalelech. Who says all this? Rashba, toisus reish Tzadi Zayin. We just read it. The Rosham, fine. Quotes the prima godim, yudches. I feel the mashen yotze the lorotev. How you know? Hilchus Pesach. The gam shom naktinon the belua and the yotze the yotze. Muchta feel the mashen and the yotze. Pesach the mashen. Umim koma hu muchra. You notice from the original source. Dim hoya yotze mashu mi atipas cholov im abosar hoya bekocho lesar. Once you have a little bit of the milk going out, it should aser. V'chein kol klipa shenasis nevela. How so Sarah says Chaverta came into Masher also Yotze Lechutz. Umuchach, tafilu Masher and Yotze Mechatich. Terrific. Frank the Chavaz Das, if you want to look it up, it's a Sivkot and Yud Gimel. Sholim Chaticha Bluah Meyisir, no teif tzir meya chaticha. Obvious, whenever you roast something, some of the gravy, some of the liquid, the juice, is going to come out. That's obvious. Everyone who grilled knows that. That's for a fact. Uvefrat ima isa balua bechaticha shmeina. Lo berishon shebedu begam bechagavna. Hare ashuman shebechaticha nomes. The fat melts. Vatzir vashumen anomes bluim meiser. Right? They've been absorbed from iser. Ukshem nogin bechaticha saheter. It all gets mixed in together. Frek there. How can it be? Rabosai, it stows away. a stowaway. The balua will stow away on the liquid, which certainly we see with our own eyes. That ain't balua yotzeh, that's a halacha concept, which you wouldn't know on our own. But that the liquid comes out, we don't need a halachis to tell us, nor a scientist. We just need maybe an optometrist to get the good glasses to see that something is leaking, liquid is leaking out of the solid piece of meat. So what happened to the Easter, which was at one point indivisible from that amount of liquid? A tremendous kasha of the Chavos Das. U'mechadesh Chavos Das. Watch this now. This is an amazing, incredible chiddush. Shegam al hatzir v'hashumon hanomes. And what hitched a ride, Rabosai, on the tzir v'shumon hanomes? What hitched a ride on it? The Easter, which was Balua, hitched a ride out on the liquid which comes out. Watch this now. Omrim shena balua bahem, in the liquid, yotzeh l'rotev. Wow. Rotev muot kazeh shel tzir v'shumon shenames lo nechshavim kerotev. Yeah, it's physically liquid, but we read this a long time ago. According to the Chavos Das, a balua yotzeh l'rotev means a huge amount of rotev. A small little amount doesn't mean anything. You know when we discussed this? We spoke about the burners. You have a pot on the burner. Remember that? What the Chavos Das said, it's no problem. It may spill over. Nah, a small amount spills over. We can still apply the principle of Ein Balua Yotze Meha Burner La Pot, or vice versa. But a significant amount they wrote it. This is where it comes from. It comes from here. Well, if you have Chavos Das, Yotze Chidush Goru, Shagam B'Dava Lach, Ha'isra Shebesoch Adidon Ke Balua, V'lo Ke Me'urov, Rabosai, it's considered absorbed, not considered to be just mixed in. V'abalua b'lach, gam kein ayotzi mimen. Af al gav shatzir, nivla b'toch ha'chaticha, because it came out. Tzorech lomar, shema'at tzir, nishar b'chutz, v'ha'isr, nisrach b'oso ma'at tzir, nishar b'chutz. Amazing. It's a new science. What's he saying? The liquid takes out with it whatever Issa Balua was there. But Issa Balua cannot get into the next piece. So where is it? It must have been stayed behind with the remaining liquid that's floating around. Oh! Well, the Fiyach HaVaz Das Nira. Sheheter Shenitzlem Chaticha Shebalua Me'issa. Yitztachu Midino Lahadiach also. Why? Tal Pnei Chaticha HaMuteres Nisrach Tzir in Belias Isser. Ooh, but the Mishpat Zov Yudalit said that Medina ain't Sarach Adocha, rak mi Chumra. It's only a Chumra, Rabosai. Only a Chumra, that's not so good. Pashal should be Me'ikar Adin. Oh, let's go a little bit further. Ol Kater Rapim Agon, Shebelua B'chaticha, Lo Yotze Afilu L'toch Heter Tzolu. Oh, wow. He says, not only does it not go from piece to piece, it doesn't even go into a heter which is liquid. She'ein lo koach lotzeis klal. Don't you nishbach mad rota val chaticha abluah me'isr, the nidon kitzliv lo kamavush, has to be a little bit of amount. Gam zed lo kachavaz das. She'er le dvorah b'chiyai gavna, yesh lesser, why? That sir abluah me'isr mis'are beheter atzolo v'yosro. The liquid itself, the Prima Gadim says, it's mutter, because the Iser HaBalua cannot stow away a ride on the heter which leaves a piece of meat. According to the Chavos Das, though, it does stow away, it does go out, just it cannot get into the next piece. So the Prima Gadim is the Shitasa. Prima Gadim says, the reason, the need to be Madiach, this chatichas heter, a chumra bi'alma, because meikar adin, any iser balua remains in the original solid piece. According to the Chavos Das, no, that's ridiculous. It certainly stows away a rye out with the liquid that comes out, and it's now floating around in the liquid. It doesn't go into the next piece; it must be on the surface. You must rinse it off, mi dina. Who's right? Who's right? Ayin b'yad Yehuda. Sheheshel Chavos Das. Hatzir anotef me'atzli Yotze Bli Ha'isir Abalua Bechaticha, as the Prima Gadim said. The Ha'isir Nisra Bechaticha Velo Yotze Mimena Klal. The Lo Nichale Lomar Kedivre Chavaz Das She Ha'isir Amu'ure Berotev and the Yotze Mimenu. Wow, come on. The Nira. The Melech Abalua Me'isir Shenome Spiatzmo Legamit. I have salt, which is now completely dissolved. The salt had absorbed blood or something else which is straight. Oh, Serachim, got the low rotev. Yeah. Umuchrochim loma, Shah Easter, Eno Yotze Klal, Imatzir. That's the case. Muchrochim loma, Dim Kane, Hadinima Prima Gadim, Shemidin and Terachadocha. Come enough of my head, that's all I know, sir, also. So Yad Yehuda loves it. He loves it. He thinks that's completely correct. Yeah. Let me just read a little bit more. I want to talk a little about the parasha. Let me just read a little bit more. A little tiny bit more. Bar Yashulchan says, those want to look it up, the Biurim, he quotes page numbers. It's Dibra Maskel Avol, which starts off on Reish Pei Tes. He quotes it from page Reish Tzadik. I'll just go see a little bit what he says, just for a second. The Yad Yud Shveh, Adayin Yikshe, Mechaticha Shmeina, Habluo Meisur, Vinomes Guf Hashumon, Zahavi Kemelech Hanomes, Uborur, Shemu'uro Vishumon, Gami Yisur. V'nivla imo v'chaticha saheter tzorachim b'zeh. So Yad Yehuda, you're asking a kasha against the Chavaz Das. From what? From Melach. I'll ask the same kasha against you from Shuman. In any event, Rabbi Osai, he says, u'misvara hadas nota yosel devi Yad Yehuda. Dibitzolul kol mokom shahat solul holech gam ha'isa mura b'holech imo. And it tells you, look in Simon Kuf Zayin. Rabbi says Simon Kuf Zayin is next week. Is next week. V'yesh lahosif. The ke'ein shenechleku achavaz da'at et Yehuda kan. Nechleku gam ha'simen tzari be'isif ches, which we spoke about. That's what we talk about, the burners. But in Masha Kosev or Amosham, the Kliya Balua Meister and Ogeb Klisheni, Ein Ablia Yotis Mizulas the Larotev. That's Chavaz Das Shom. Afim Tia Lachos Ktsas Ben Shnei Akelim, Ein Amosim Zeze, the Mat Lachos Echel Larotev. That's what we spoke about when it came to about the burners. Vayad Yehuda Shem Cholek, Ose, why? Terea Balua Bekli, Yotel Lechaticha, Gam Lelorotev. Kimbavua b'ramo kan, that's our amor, rabosai, in simin kufei sivzayin. V'yim kein osa ma'at lachluchis shebeineyem bolas me'risa shebekli. Uksha lachluchis nivlas bekli asheni. He nivlas ima isa muraba. D'kol mokum shat solol holech kam isa muraba holech imo. Teretz is. Chavazdas l'shitoso kam isa balua b'davat solol ena yotzel l'rotev. Can Yisrael nivla b'kli imal lachlukas, just small amount? Yad Yehuda denies that too. The shita sayil. Yeah. Nafkamina. Here we go. Chatzuva. So what's a chatzuva, gentlemen? What's a chatzuva? A burner, right? What they call in chatzuva tzricha libun is a din hilchos pesach tofnu nalav dalit. And then they say it's called dry fus. What's dry fus mean? A tripod, right? That means that's what they used to put the pots on. So the Mishnah Berurah says it's only a chumra b'yalma. Why is it only chumra b'yalma? Because mikra din ain balu yotze mechaticha lechaticha v'larot, even a mashunat. So you're talking about Pesach, no problem. Yeah. Again, chatzuva, so b'lu os me'isa v'hainiach aleim k'der eschet. O b'lu o b'bosar, hainiach aleha k'der eschalav. I ask you, Rabosa, in this house, in your homes where you live, with your mother, with your wife, where you, they have two, who has two separate sets of burners, one for milchik pots, one for fleshik? Raise your hand. One. Good. Yekasha house. The mothers determines. We are not the father. So the Yekas, I guess, have that chumra. They have what? Two. They have four burners, right? Two flashes. We have two different. So.
Two different sides.
Completely the kitchen. That's teenager, big kitchen. So what do I do? A house like mine, I can hardly fit two people. They have two stoves.
It's very different. It's the Yeki and the teenager.
Baruch Hashem. Okay, and you also? It's your wife's room or yours?
I don't know. We just have two sets.
Two different stove tops complete.
Yeah, one's on one counter, one's on a different.
Two different counters. This is a little world where we grew up. Who ever heard of this stuff? Who ever heard of this? We grew up, no one had more than one stove top. And they had at most four burners. And there were those who said, that's a five kohen shalita requires, lachatchila, should have two burners for fleshes and two for milchiks. It can be very hairy in Erev Shabbos. You're rushing, But that'll hold come out from the Yad Yehuda, because things do spill. Let's see. If you have a stash, it's the hot there are filu. In the age of stash for tibus, yeah. Well, if you had Yehuda, Dafka im Yovesh Lagamre, Lok Shach and Sims Pratimus. Look what we said back in there. Yeah. Look back what we said. That's what we said before. We have to discuss a little bit whether there are any Gemaras which prove one way or the other. So I want to talk about the Parsha, so we'll stop here. B'siyata D'Shmaya, I hope to finish these in Yonah, B'siyata D'Shmaya, on Sunday. So the Mara Makom is from today, that you have since last Sunday. Hope to finish up in Mitzvah Hashem on Sunday. And Monday, please add a new Mara Makomas, which will be the part cut off that I only have. Because on Sunday, we only had the wrong kinds of paper. That starts with the Mordechai, whatever, we'll put that over. And then the new stuff, which will be Simon Kuv Vav. And I hope to give you Mara Makomas on Kuv Zion as well. Because if we're not going to start moving, we're not going to do what we have to do. So, Pesiyat HaDishmai. Good. On both sides, let us discuss Parshas HaShem.